scary thing about them, they don't need power, lights, heat, nothing. That's the advantage. That's what makes them stronger.
Okay, here's the deal. As much as I loved Rise of the Planet of the Apes, I knew the sequel wouldn't live up to my expectations. For the most part, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is a strong movie, but it isn't as good as I wanted it to be. Taking place 10 years after Rise, the film sees the apes clash with the remaining humans who survived the devastating virus that also gave the apes their intelligence. The visual effects are even more stunning, taking the motion capture and photorealism a step further than the previous film. However, the human characters have less depth to them, and the story mirrors Battle for the Planet of the Apes, which is the weakest entry in the original franchise. Still, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is a good film with interesting concepts. I'm curious to see where it goes next. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.